We always enjoy our conversations with Karen Strubel-Meyer. She's Chief Executive Officer of United Way of the Laurel Highlands. Karen, good to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always love coming on here and talking with you.
Well, another successful campaign, but there's still some work to do yet in these remaining weeks, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's been a tough year for all of us, and certainly it's no different in the fundraising world and meeting community needs. So we have about $35,000 left that we are looking to raise as we bring our campaign to a close. And, of course, all the money stays local, so it covers services in Somerset and Cambria counties.
I know that there are some people, some friends of mine out there that received a little extra bonus money that might be burning a hole in their pocket right now. Why not do something with that?
Absolutely. You know, we're calling it the SOS, Share Our Stimulus. And certainly if everybody has a little extra shared with those who don't, it would go a long way to making a difference in our community. But, you know, not all of our programs are income dependent. There are a lot of things that get done in our community for public good that happen just because we recognize that these are important programs to have, like our Botvin Life Skills Program, which is youth drug and alcohol prevention, which is across all of the school districts in the region. We also in Somerset County provide free vision screenings for young children, and that oftentimes identifies an eye issue long before it would become noticeable to a parent or a teacher, and so it makes a huge difference in the development of these children. So there are certainly things that we do that don't necessarily depend on income, but make a difference for all of us within the community.
But this is a mix of all these rural communities also, that the programs, monies that are raised through this for United Way of the Laurel Highlands reaches all of the Cambria-Somerset region, and that's very important to you.
We recognize that we are just really a patchwork of small towns that have been put together with a couple bigger towns within the middle. And so certainly having that reach across that broad footprint of Cambria and Somerset counties is really important. And so we make sure that we're partnered with agencies that serve all across the region so that we're able to connect with those individuals who need services or who can benefit from a program.
If anybody has any questions in regard to the funds, how they are distributed, that information is available for them.
It's on our website at uwlaurel.org, and we publish that material every year in our annual report so you can see how the funds are allocated in the community and the programs that they go to. So you not only see the agency, but what the program is and how much. And if somebody is so inclined and they like a particular agency, you know, they can donor designate to that agency as well, or people can opt to have the money go to the area of greatest need. And so that's something that we're always mindful of, too. And even cooler is that people just like you and me decide how to allocate the funds. So we have a group of community impact committee members that review the applications. They do site visits. Of course, this year it was all virtual via Zoom, but we learn about the organizations. We get to take a deep dive into their work, and we make recommendations. And so that way you're looking at the organizations and where you feel the money will make the biggest impact.
It's really great that you have a board and you have people that are behind these decisions being made that come from various communities, that also, you know, business leaders, community leaders that know the impact that monies raised will have upon these communities.
The great thing about our Community Impact Committee is that it is people from all walks of life, all professions, all areas of our community, and representation matters. So we want to make sure that everybody has a voice in this conversation, and so that's why we cast the net so wide with these committees.
Karen, it's been a very difficult year, but here we go now, 2021. Brighter expectations, obviously, but still a lot of work to be done for United Way.
Right now, we've been helping organizations like Highlands Health. We've been helping them maintain some of their staffing so that they're able to help those who need low-cost or no-cost medical services. You know, we've also been really proud to see the work that they've been doing with the COVID vaccinations locally and helping some of our individuals in the community that are homebound and getting those vaccines. So I think it's really important that we're all still doing our little part to make a difference in the community, and whether that's wearing a mask, making sure sure that we're getting a vaccination, we're social distancing, or, you know, we're contributing to an organization that we feel can make an impact. You know, all of those little things really add up in our communities and really contribute to the overall health and well-being of our neighbors.
You know, Karen, I've always appreciated the fact that United Way always looks long-term at things. You know, it's almost like it's planting seeds to help the community. But you've had to adapt this year because of changes of COVID, and I think it's impressive that you still have these long-term goals for the community 5-10 years from now, but also serving the community with what they've had to face this year because of COVID also. And I think that's been a real careful balance.
It has been. You know, a lot of our first wave emergency fundraising that we did right after the pandemic began dealt with a lot of immediate community needs. Mm-hmm. So for those organizations that needed personal protective equipment to do their jobs, for the individuals that were having issues with food insecurity, we wanted to make sure that those meals were getting into the hands of the people who needed them. So whether that was helping to fund some delivery of meals through senior services, or that meant providing for community meal programs or additional food bank services, we were able to do that. And one of the things that we're so excited to say that about $100 can roughly provide about 500 meals through a community food bank program. And so we work with all of the food banks across our region in Cambria County in order to make sure that no family goes hungry. But, you know, it wasn't just about those immediate needs. It's also about making sure that we can adapt our programs to keep them going through the pandemic. So we have programs that focus on early child development, really looking at how we support young children and families. So all of those things were home visiting, and they had to transition over to virtual visits. And as you know, in this region, sometimes Wi-Fi leaves a little bit to be desired. Right. So we had to find workarounds for those things. And the same thing with our youth drug and alcohol prevention programming. You know, that typically takes place in schools. And of course, it had to be modified to meet those online school requirements. But we had to make sure that, you know, we were still making those investments in the day-to-day, because our strategy is really twofold. It's meeting the immediate needs of the community when we know somebody has a need for essential health and human services, and then looking at programs that invest in the future. So making sure that young children are developing socially and emotionally, that children have the resiliency skills to navigate through life. It's not just about saying no to drugs, but it's ultimately about having the self-esteem and self-confidence to grow into the people that they become. Mm. And then, of course, you know, looking at our parents. And we know this has been a tough year for parents, because if you've had to help with Common Core math, you know it's been a tough year for parents. And so certainly, you know, we recognize that whatever we can do to support parents, you know, Fred Rogers used to say, you strengthen a parent and you strengthen a child. And I think that's what's so important about our work. So with our Parents as Teachers program, you know, we're able to serve more than 230 families annually.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the great things that we're able to do with the funds that are brought into the region.
Karen, if there's someone out there right now that are asking, how can I help? What can I do to help Karen meet her goal? What do you advise that person to do right now?
If you want to make a contribution online, you can visit us at uwlaurel.org, or you can give us a call at our office at 814-535-2563. And, of course, you know, we're always grateful to hear from people through social media as well. You know, just those likes and shares make a difference, too.
And no doubt, even though the campaign will end within a matter of weeks, there's still business to be done by United Way of Laurel Highlands.
Absolutely. You know, we are in the process of reviewing those grant applications now. You know, we're planning. We're looking at all of the needs across the community. And, you know, certainly there's never a dull day here at the office. You know, whether it's connecting somebody to essential services that they need, making sure that our 211 call center is resource so that we can deal with non-emergency needs, or just in general being able to be that connector within the community that helps bring people together to talk about some of the tough topics that we have to address. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here, and, you know, it's been a pandemic, obviously, but, you know, we're united and we're still here. And I think that's one of the important messages that we have, is we're making it through and we're investing today for tomorrow.
Help United Way of Laurel Highlands achieve their goal. Almost there. Karen Struble-Myers, really appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are, and as always, really enjoy this conversation with you.
Absolutely. I enjoy talking with you, Bo, and thank you so much for always being out there to support the nonprofit community and get our messages out. Appreciate that.